Good afternoon. You're listening to KKRN Community Radio. We're licensed in Bella Vista Studios in Round Mountain in Redding, California. I want to thank you for joining me today. It's time for Locomotion with Shane. I'm Shane Houchins. I'll be your host for the next hour, bringing you, well, I usually bring you local music and some of the local scenes that's happening around here, but today I'm very pleased that you joined me as I have a special guest in the studio. Sammy Joe is back in town, and she came down for the 4th of July, come to see her folks and friends, and she graciously came into the studio to let us know what's happening with Sammy Joe's life. And Sammy, thanks for coming into the KKRN studios.
Thank you, Shane. I'm so excited to be here.
It's
good to see you.
I know. Just prior to going on air, I was talking to Sammy, and I told her I had found, and the first time she came into the KKRN studio was in 2015, which really surprised me because it doesn't hardly seem like it's been 4 years
wow.
that you first came into the KKRN studios. And just a quick little history of Sammy's KKRN history. Sammy did come in as a musician and played with Steve Cheeks, and eventually they ended up making their own program here at KKRN that mm-hmm. aired for quite a while, Strictly Vinyl.
Yes, that was fun.
Yeah, and that was with Brittany Butcher and
Brian Horton.
Brian, yes. And that was well received, and we were sorry to see it go, but Sammy had to move on, and what she did was, let's ask her. Sammy, what have you been doing lately?
Well, I moved to Nashville, and I've been doing the music thing there, trying to write songs and play gigs and just work on music.
Well, you know, I know you're not only trying to, but you've been quite successful at it, haven't you? You
well,
know, we have followers here, and, like I was saying earlier, you just don't know who's listening or watching in this world nowadays, but you do have followers here in Shasta County, and Sammy Joe does have a Facebook page, and got a lot of your folks and friends around here that follow that, and it's always great fun, and we love seeing how your music career has been advancing.
Oh.
And so when did you go to Nashville?
Well, I went there about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago now, and it's been good. There's just filled with music, tons of people with like-minded things, so it's great, and been enjoying it.
Yeah, and Sammy Jo, she's still young and in the actually what we would call prime of life, yeah, and so she's been doing it upright and making a little name for herself, and like she says, Sammy's being humble. She's been playing with some great people, and we heard a little bit about that, but you know, this is only an hour show, and we do want to hear some of Sammy's music, so she has brought in some of her songs that we're going to be hearing. And Sammy, let's just get right into song, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more.
Sure.
So what's the first song we're going to play? And why don't you give us a little background story about it? Because that's always the fun thing, knowing the story. And Sammy's a great storyteller.
Oh, well, this first song I wrote recently. I co-wrote it with two guys in Nashville, Elmer Nabel and Dale Allen. And this one, we actually got a little demo recording of it done. So this is that. And I'm really excited about it. It's called As Far As I Know.
And are you using a particular recording studio or working out of your garage? Or where are you cutting?
Well, Dale had a friend that does recording there, and he has recorded for a lot of people. So he's really good, and he's harmonizing on this track, too. So
it's
really cool.
Okay, well, great. Well, here we go. Here's Sammy Joe and her posse, I guess. All right. Thanks for tuning in to KKRN Community Radio, Locomotion with Shane and Sammy Joe. Here we go. Here's Sammy.
Never went away. He's as far as he can go. halfway around the world, as far as I know. His number's still in my phone, and I don't know why. I swore I'd take it out the night we said goodbye.
Back in the KKRN studios with Sammy Joe, and you just heard one of Sammy's new songs. I guess that's pretty new, isn't it, Sammy?
Yeah, it's a new one.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah, and that was very nice. And we're enjoying the gentleman that helped you on that. And So let's learn a little bit more about what Sammy's been doing for the last 2 years. I know Sammy's coming to back to Shasta County on several occasions in those last couple of years to, you know, at Christmas and.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
But just too hard to be three places at once, and so
yes.
I'm real glad to have got to see you this time around, Sammy. And
yeah, me too.
Yeah, and Sammy, while she's been here, she's been hitting the little spots she used to hit before, and seeing some old friends. And I just know that's a blast. Huh?
Yes, yeah, it definitely feels good to be here for a bit.
Is your brother here as well, or is he out?
He was here for a couple of days. I got to see him, and then he is now off, and he's actually in the Philippines.
Yeah, that's what he was down there doing. What the heck was it?
Well, he was doing some flying stuff, and
that's what I thought.
Aircraft
yeah.
stuff, and he met a girl over there. So,
So is that why he went back?
Yes.
All right. Well, good for him.
And yeah, we're happy for
speaking
him.
Of aviation. Sammy's dad, he's one of our local aviator heroes, if I could call him that. I'm hoping he's not going to be a busy man this year, because he is a pilot as well as he does some incident commander stuff on fires too, isn't that right?
Right, yeah, he's doing a lot of fire work and staying busy with that.
Yeah, so like all of us, we want to keep him... busy, but not busy for that reason
yes.
this year. Yeah,
we don't want the fires.
No,
but
that's true. Yeah, we're knocking on wood here for that.
Exactly. And,
yeah, it was rough last year.
Mm-hmm.
And but here we are again, huh? We're rebuilding, and once again, we're glad that you're back here in Shasta County. And Sammy's going to be going back to Nashville. And Sammy, what are you doing for? Are you making enough money back there as a musician?
Well,
to live, or are you starving artist, or are you working?
Well, I'm working on the side.
All right,
I gotta work. I'm working in a restaurant downtown, and it's been great because there's been a lot of industry people that come in and stuff. So I'm kind of building connections that way. So it's a good place for me right now, and it's cool too, because like there'll be celebrities that come in, like Luke Bryan's been in, and I saw Garth Brooks and Reba McEntire.
Oh, awesome. Wow.
There's some really cool people.
Yeah, they're real people too, aren't they? They're
yeah.
just yeah, they're mm-hmm. just like us. And you know, a young girl working in a restaurant in Nashville, Tennessee, who's a singer-songwriter. Well, there's a story and a song in itself, isn't it?
Yeah, never heard that one before.
No, huh? Well, that's great. I'm glad you're getting to do all that. And sounds pretty exciting. We're a little envious here, but we're living vicariously through Sammy and her Nashville experiences. Sammy, let's go ahead and play another song. What do you got here for me?
Us,
yeah.
So I wrote this another new song, and it's kind of different, a little bit different style, but I like this a lot, and I don't know, I just like to be a little bit different in music, like do different things, and yeah. But country rock kind of ultimately is what I love. So
would you say that's would you classify yourself as that genre, country rock?
Yeah. For sure. Mm-hmm.
And so is this you say it's a little different?
I'm saying it's still in that realm, it's just
a little different. Okay, well, let's just see how
exactly.
different, and I'm sure it's quite lovely in a different sense of way. So
yes.
Here's Sammy, and what's the song called?
It's called Had Me at Goodbye.
Had Me at Goodbye. Okay. Here's Sammy Joe, Had Me at Goodbye, and you're listening to it on KKRN Community Radio. We'll be back after this.
Watching you last night, I was caught off guard. You were caught up in her eyes. I stood there wishing I was anywhere else. Like in her place, I can only blame myself. I'm
Hey, that was Sammy Joe on KKRN Studios, and we're so very grateful that she took time out of her busy travel schedule to come in and share a little bit of story and music with us. And Sammy, let's see. I was just asking Sammy during that song about if she got to see and play with any of her friends here while she's been back. And, oh, yeah, she's been having fun here, too. And,
sure have.
Have you had any time to relax, get out on the lake and do any fishing? Or
ooh, no, but I want to.
Hey, okay.
That's a good idea.
You still get a little time left here.
And, yes.
And plus, Sammy, I just want to let listeners know that one of Sammy's biggest fans and supporters is in the studio. We're talking about Mom. thanks for bringing Sammy in and traveling with her and all the years of support that both of you've done for Sammy. I know that's one of the reasons she's as successful as she is that family support and community, huh?
Mm-hmm. That's everything.
Yeah. Do you got any special projects coming up here? You're just going back to Nashville and busting hump and making music?
Yep, that and I want to get some songs recorded and maybe release an EP soon. I'm working on that, trying to figure out what songs to do.
Yeah.
And I definitely want to release a single soon. That's in the works, getting that one recorded.
Yeah, there's a lot involved currently with that, isn't there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I guess that might be a little difficult when you have a big sack of songs like you have to whittle down to which ones you want to put on.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely hard because I've been writing a lot and co-writing, and I think in Nashville, like, people write a lot in Nashville and co-write a lot too, so it's like people are writing a song every day almost, and it's just a lot of, like, I want to do that too, so I don't know. It's a lot of competition, but also inspiring. Like, I want to get even better because these guys are so good. And
oh, you're surrounded by greatness down there, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And that writing that every day, is that something that you're able to do?
You
have to make time to do that.
You got to make time for sure. Yeah. And sometimes you don't have the inspiration that day. So you can't. You just can't. Yeah. Even if you want to, you can't. So it's a weird thing. But.
Yeah. I know every musician has their own technique. Do you have a technique for writing songs? Do you just start out in your head on a piece of paper? How do you go about it?
I don't know. I think it's different, but most of the time I'll just, like, sit down with my guitar and, like, start strumming some things and, like, come up with words and whatever comes to me. Although sometimes I'll write down ideas throughout the day. Like, I have a list of random ideas that I just, like, write down in my phone, and I'll pick at those sometimes and be like, oh, yeah, I want to write this idea. Yeah. This is a good one.
You got to stop when you're taking someone orders and say, oh, hold a minute.
Yes, I do that.
You know, I think that's great.
Even when I'm driving, like, I can't write things down too easy, but, like, I can record a little voice memo and just, like, record some random humming. And
oh, well, that's fine. Also, all day long, Sammy's mind is on their passion of music. So have you picked up any other instruments while you've been back there?
No, just basically playing guitar.
Yeah, well, that's fine.
Yeah. Trying to do some electric, too. I love guitar, so. Oh, I bought a drum set, though.
Hey, well, there you go. Who inspired that? I know, and the reason I'm asking, because I know Ringo just turned 79.
Oh, yep, he did. He did. I celebrated.
I saw that, yeah.
You saw that?
Yes.
Peace and love.
Yeah, that's great.
But I got a drum set. I want to start a band soon, and I have a little, like, a bonus room that I want to, like, make a little studio room so that I can have people over and start a band.
All right. Well,
I got a drum set already.
Yeah, I'm hoping that's a soundproof bonus room you have.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, the neighbors will be fine.
Yeah, all right then. Yeah, that sounds fun. Well, good. You're stretching your boundaries, and that's always good. And writing those songs daily, that keeps your mind keeps your music moving and your mind healthy, so that's really good for you.
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Let's go ahead and play another song here.
Sure.
What track you want to play now?
The last one is number 8, and this is a song that I just released. Well, not just released, but I have it released. It's my first single, and it's on Spotify and stuff. And it's got like a lot of streams now. I think like almost 4,000 streams.
All right. Well, so, I don't. Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Is it? Yeah.
I mean,
all right.
Compared to when I started, it had like 20.
Yeah.
So.
All right. So people can hear this song on Spotify
mm-hmm.
for free.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best kind of music.
Yeah, you can stream it. Yep.
Although. People do need to support our local musicians and yeah, by buying their music.
Yeah,
so
that always helps too.
Yeah, but yeah, a little free flavor of Sammy on Spotify. And what's the name of the song?
It's called Blue Moon.
Blue Moon. Okay, that does make me think of Nashville. I know there's a Blue Moon song that comes from that area.
Yeah, that is true.
Kentucky,
but it's not the
Blue
same
Moon
one.
Yeah. Okay,
it's,
well,
it's
let's
a
listen.
Different.
All right, we're good. Let's listen to Sammy Joe's Blue Moon on KKRN Community Radio. Here she is. Okay, we're back in the KKRN Locomotion Machine Studio with Sammy Joe. And I just want to take a moment to remind our listeners that we are a grassroots, all-volunteer, listener-supported radio station. And we've been on the air for a little over 8 years now. And we're because of you and your direct involvement in our little studio. If you like what you're hearing and like the idea of community radio, you can become part of our KKRN family by going to kkrn.org. You hit that donate tab, and it'll take you to a safe and secure site where you can give however much you want to give, and you get to give it when you want to give. You decide what time of the month you want it to come out, and we are a nonprofit group, so your donations are tax deductible if you're lucky enough to itemize, and I hope you are. But so go to kkrn.org, and while you're there, you can go to scroll down the page and see our program schedule, see some pictures of some of your local broadcasters who come in on a regular basis out of the passion and love of community radio to keep bringing you music that you'll find very few other places, and alternative news programs that are pertinent to the good folks up here in the North State. So let's get back to Sammy Joe. Sammy, I was asking, when you go up on stage, are you with a group, or are you doing solo performances, or how are you acting back there in your music world?
So there's a lot of writers' rounds in Nashville, and that means like there's usually three writers on stage, and each of them take a turn playing an original song, and it's kind of cool because like it just shows some diversity. Like one person has a song and this other guy has a song that sounds different, or maybe they sound the same, but it's cool too because like you can have your co-writer friends up there and like harmonizing with you or stuff, and it's fun. It's definitely a different thing, and I didn't know that's how they did it before I moved there, because when I got there, I saw them, what they're doing, and I thought, that's weird. What are they doing?
A little different than it is over here.
It's different, but it's cool, too. So.
And that's just like in the smaller clubs, but you were saying something about down on
downtown.
You're talking about doing all originals.
Yeah. Those are mostly original music on like places outside of downtown, but like right downtown on Broadway, they have all the honky-tonk bars and stuff, and they do cover music, and it's fun, too, because there's a lot of tourists there.
Yeah. So, have you had anybody approach you about using one of your songs?
Well, I do have a single song contract with a publisher for a song that I wrote. This is several months ago, but it's still, like, he still has it, and he's still shopping it around to people, so I'm hopeful for that one.
Well, that is very promising news,
yeah.
And I'm thrilled for you. Gosh, that's got to be a hoot. You know, I'm thinking of Chris Christopherson, Scott Joss, one of our local musicians and a supporter of great community music, and has been touring with Chris Christopherson, and there's a songwriter for you.
Mm.
You know, it's amazing when you find out how many artists do his music and sing his songs. And
yeah.
So, hey, maybe that'll be in Sammy Joe's history, too. We're looking forward to it.
That'd
of course,
be cool.
We want you to get recognition for your songs with your voice. And you're doing good, Sammy. And we're proud of you. And of course, you know your family is, but your friends and family over here and the Great North State, we're proud of you and pulling for you, too.
That's very nice. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. You're quite welcome. And you got to play while you were here with get up on stage with Brittany. How about Harmonica Steve?
Yep. I played with them at Kelly's Pub, and that was pretty cool. A lot of people came out to that, so that was really fun to have that support. Yeah, and Brittany played, and we actually wrote a song together recently, and I'm excited about it. I haven't recorded it yet. So.
Well, good. Give her a call. See if she can come down from work. And
yeah. Get her down here.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be fun. But this is the Sammy Joe Hour. And we're glad that you come in. Sammy, let's get to another one of your songs.
Okay. Yeah, so this song is another, like, relatively new one. I think this probably is the most me song. It describes me the most, and I'm kind of the person that bad things tend to happen to, and I'm late everywhere, and I drop things, and I'm just that kind of person. And this song is called I Can't Even.
I Can't Even. And, you know, I want to let you know that you're not the only person like that.
Good.
Yeah.
I hope you like this one.
I think you're in a big crowd of us.
Yeah. Yes. Good.
Okay, here's Sammy Joe, and we'll get back and talk to Sammy right after this new song of hers. Thanks for tuning in.
laughing in all the wrong places, crying it all the time wasted, breaking things like never before. Where'd I put my keys this time? I'm losing everything but my mind. Or do I even have that anymore? It's like I don't have a clue. I think I'll blame it on you. I'm coming down with something. I know you're up to nothing good, 'cause you're the only reason. I'm going low-key crazy, thinking about you, baby. You look at me and I can't even. How many times can I drop my phone? I'm talking out loud when I'm all alone. Late again, driving way too fast. It's like I'm not me at all. I'm pretty sure it's your fault. I'm coming down with something. I know you're up to nothing good, 'cause you're the only reason. I'm going low-key crazy, thinking about you, baby. You look at me and I can't even. I can't even think straight, I can't even concentrate, I can't even look at you, I can't even play it cool, I can't even make sense, I can't even deal with this, I can't even, can't even, can't even. I'm coming down with something, I know you're up to nothing good, 'cause you're the only reason. I'm going low-key crazy, thinking about you, baby. You look at me and I can't even. I can't even. I can't even.
Okay, we're back in the KKRN studio, and that was a song by Sammy Joe and a self-confession song, kind of like.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is.
So I was talking about us needing to let our listeners know how people can learn about Sammy and where they can get your music.
Yeah, I got a website. It's SammyJoeSongs.com. And I'm also on Facebook. You look up Sammy Joe Songs.
But of course,
Of course. Yeah, all the social media sites.
Yeah, all the major medias.
And yeah. Sammy Joe Songs.
Sammy Joe Songs. And don't forget that Spotify. Sammy Joe. Do they just type in Sammy Joe and it'll come up?
Yeah, you can type in Sammy Joe. It should come up. I think there's like another Sammy Joe, but it doesn't look like me at all. So I'm sure you.
Yeah, that's Sammy Joe. S-A-M-I. J-O.
Yes, that's
Sammy
correct.
Joe. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Awesome. And we were talking a little earlier about maybe doing a podcast.
Yes. Yeah. So I had this idea to do, well, I've done this, you know, that I did the Strictly Vinyl thing before, but I want to do that again in Nashville and maybe start a podcast and play vinyl records and talk about them, because I love vinyl and I love that music and I got a ton of records that I can play. So
I know that you're a Beatle aficionado.
Oh yes, that's
and,
true.
You know that's something I really enjoyed about Strictly Vinyl when you folks were doing it, was the background stories that you used to tell me.
Yeah,
you know, I'm quite a bit older than you and I grew up with the Beatles, and you tell me stories that I ain't never heard. So that's always fun. Is that the kind of program that you're gonna
do? I definitely want to do that. I want to talk about fun stories about the songs.
That's, well, I know people love that. And,
yeah.
Yeah, it's always, even when you've known a group for a long time and learn new things about them, it keeps it fresh and exciting.
Yeah, it's so true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think keep an eye out for that one. It's going to be called Spins and Needles.
Spins and Needles. Oh, well, you let us know about that. We'll try to make that known around here. And like I was telling you, if I ever have to go take a need for a vacation, we'll put you in on my place here on KKRN.
Okay.
Yeah, that'll be
that'd
fun.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, awesome. And so let's see. I don't know if I dare tread into this territory, but I'm going to step into it anyhow. How's Sammy's love life? You got yourself a young man back there, or are you just too darn busy?
I guess I'm busy.
Yeah, I know. Mom's in the studio. It's okay. I know. It's okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I've just been busy doing music and working and, yeah.
Well, that's good because, yeah, that can slow down the, well, it might actually even help with songwriting. I don't know. You know, there's love is one of the things that there's never a... there's always an endless supply of songwriting material there, isn't it? On the good and the bad side of it. So
that is true.
Yeah, well, we're enjoying your music, and we're so grateful to have you come in the KKRN studios and share your ever-growing talent with the KKRN listeners and around Shasta County and beyond. You know, we stream live on KKRN and 24/7, so you go to kkrn.org and you can listen to this program and go into the local motion archives and pick out some of the other local musicians that have been coming in and listen to the past programs that had Sammy Joe and anytime you want, go to kkrn.org and find a lot of our other broadcasters archive their shows too, so you want to check that out. And time's ticking away, Sammy. I know we got two or three more songs, maybe? I'm losing count.
Yeah. Sounds good.
I'm glad you're keeping track. So what would you like to play next?
So I did another song I co-wrote with Dale and Elmer. This is the second track. And
that was the first song we heard was with Dale and Elmer?
Yes. Yeah. So I got another one song with them that we did a little demo of. And this one's cool. It's about like Humphrey Bogart and Bogie McCall.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that is.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
So I wrote a song about that, kind of.
All right, well, fun. We're looking forward to it. And well, here it is. And what's it called?
Bogie and McCall.
Well, how fitting. Okay, right. Here we go. Here's Sammy and Bogie and McCall.
Whispers on the street, but what I feel is right. Just listen to my heartbeat, it's as plain as black and white. Like Bogie and Bacall, Johnny and June, Sam and Diane, I'm falling for you. Joanne and Paul took this kind of fall, and we outshine them all. Even Bogie and Bacall. I don't care if anyone thinks we're not the perfect match. We don't have to prove a thing. We're more than just an act. Like Bogie and Bacall, Johnny and June, Sam and Diane, I'm falling for you. Joanne and Paul took this kind of fall, and we outshot them all. Even Bogie and Bacall. Call Johnny and June, Sam and Diane.
Sammy Joe, Bogey and McCall, and you're listening to it on Locomotion with Shane on KKRN Community Radio. We have studios in Round Mountain and Redding, California. Thanks for joining us, and we're back in the studio with Sammy. Sammy, being back over in Nashville, making a name for herself, or giving it a good shot, and being pretty semi-successful at this point, and Sammy, you're back in Nashville, and well, gosh, I know we want to hear a Nashville story, and working in a restaurant and having seen people come and go, and you got a Nashville restaurant story for us?
Well, yeah, I got a few. So one time, the show Nashville, it was on TV for a while, and there's a guy from that show named Charles Esten. He was also in Whose Line Is It Anyway? Have you seen that one?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I remember that one. Yeah.
He's really funny. He was Chip in that show. But his name is Charles Esten, and he comes in to the restaurant a lot. And I was working one night, and I was sitting kind of in the server area. Like, you walk through the server area to get to the bar, but customers don't walk in there because it's kind of like an employee spot. But I saw him walking through there to go through the bar, like, because he's taking a shortcut. And so...
He's a thirsty fella, huh?
Yeah. So I saw him coming, and I was just standing there. And I was like, I don't know, I got flustered or something. So I kind of backed up and against the wall as he walking by. And apparently I had turned off all the lights to the restaurant because the light switches were there when I backed into them. And the whole restaurant went dark. And then everybody, like, yelled at me and stuff. But Charles didn't know that. He just, like, kept going. And so, yeah, that all was right. Interesting.
Yeah, and I know it's community radio, so there's probably a story or two you can't tell, but we're glad you're having fun over there in Nashville.
Yeah, yeah, it's cool.
Yeah, and meeting new people and learning new techniques and strengthening and stretching your boundaries while you're back there, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going good. Yeah.
Do you have a group that you play with on any regular basis, or are you... Are you sharing your talents with as many groups as you can?
Yeah, I mean, just as much as I can. I'm doing a lot of solo stuff right now, but I do want to start a band soon and start going that avenue.
Yeah, yeah. Have you picked a name out yet?
No, it's a work in progress.
Oh, okay. Well, I thought maybe that was the first step. Was
I guess you're right. It should be, shouldn't it?
Well, I don't know. The band members might want to have a
maybe the first
input.
Step is to get the band members.
Yeah. You want them to have an input in that part too,
yeah,
probably.
Yeah.
Of course, the Sammy Joe band, that's a pretty good one.
Could be.
Yeah.
It's up for debate.
Yeah, well. Okay, well, we're going to play another one of Sammy's tunes here. And get the most out of the hour that we can of Sammy's music. And, like, it's great having her in the studio so she can tell some of her little stories. and that's what's fun. Sammy, what we got lined up next?
So this is one that I wrote with my mom. She's a really good songwriter, too. So she actually had this idea, and we kind of wrote it together. I just really like the song. It's called Goodbye.
Now, your mom being a songwriter, is this, I know that's got to be part of your musical background. You've probably been hearing music since day one, huh?
Yeah, she's a good singer, and she played piano when I was growing up, so that was fun.
All right,
got to listen to her.
Now, I know your brother, he plays bass. I've seen him play bass with you before.
He does. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, how about dad?
He doesn't really play, but...
He's a music appreciator, isn't he?
That is, yes. He does. He runs the sound for the gigs. Sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, does he really? Yeah.
Well, before I moved to Nashville, yeah.
Yeah.
But
what he can't. He's a little too busy to go back there and do.
Unfortunately, trying to talk him into coming though.
Yeah. All right then. Have you folks been able to come back to Nashville and see you perform?
Yeah, a few times.
Oh, that's gotta be a thrill for them.
Yeah, I played at the Bluebird several times, and they've been. Got to go to that one.
Oh, that Bluebird. Now, there's a name for quite a few folks have started out at the Bluebird, haven't they?
Yes.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yep. Yeah. Yeah. Garth Brooks and Taylor Swift started there.
Who? Oh, yeah.
Who? But it's a cool place because there's a lot of people that just come and listen for the music only. Like, that's what they're there for, to hear some new music. And
all right.
There's a lot of tourists, too.
Yeah. Well, great. Well, Once again, the song is called that we're going to listen
to? It's called Goodbye.
And is it co-written by Mom?
Yes.
Oh, awesome. For those people that don't know your mom's name, what is it?
Her
name is
Connie.
Yeah, Connie Meyer. Just a little plug for Mom. And okay, so here it is. Thanks, yeah. Sammy.
Told me you were leaving. You told me you were going away. Don't know what I was feeling, but I wasn't gonna ask you to stay. Watched you pack up the closet, stayed silent as you walked out the door. I guess I could have stopped it, but I really don't care anymore. I finally see what you were doing. Tear us apart. I held on to a memory till nothing was left of my heart. I finally see what you were doing to me. You won't see me cry. It's gonna be a
in the KKRN studio with Sammy Joe, and I want to thank you all for tuning in to this little unique radio station. And one more time, I'm going to give a little plug to us. You know, we've been on the air for 8 years now, and of course, you know, as time goes on, our expenses keep going up. We just had to put out, I think it was about $5,000 worth of work on the antenna up there on Hatchet Mountain so we could broadcast out to the Shasta County and surrounding areas. And we're able to do that because of your generous donations. Go to kkrn.org, click that donate tab. You can also send a check to KKRN Community Radio, P.O. Box 188. And that's in Montgomery Creek, 96065. And I want to thank you ahead of time for doing that. And if you are just tuning in, Sammy Joe, she's in the studio. Sammy, did you grow up here in Reading?
Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Born and raised, huh?
Well, I was born in San Mateo, but I remember Reading most of all.
Yeah. Where'd you go to school here?
I went to Liberty Christian High School.
Yeah, Liberty Christian, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we know that one. And so you got pretty much your young life raised up here in Reading, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And now Sammy's spending her young adulthood over in Nashville. And hey, belated happy birthday, Sammy.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, you just had a birthday, and is it okay to ask?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're still at that young age. How young are you now?
I just turned 24.
24, gosh. Yes, that's the good time. Yeah, I think I remember that. But hey, so, yeah, we're clicking off the time here, and we're going to play another one of Sammy's song. Sammy, why don't you introduce this one?
Sure, yeah. So this is a song that got the single song contract with a publisher in Nashville. I wrote it one night. I couldn't sleep. And the song just kind of came out. It's called Awake.
Oh, all right. And this is the one that that they're bouncing around, mm-hmm. huh?
Yeah, the publisher told me that he sent it to Trisha Yearwood.
Oh,
but she'd already had all her songs picked out, so.
Well, still, that must have been a
right time. I mean, she heard it, so.
Well, let's see which, here in the future, which lucky person's going to pick it up for you.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah, all right.
I hope.
Okay, here it is. Sammy Joe in Awake.
Awake. It's 3 a.m. and I'm wide awake, wondering what I'm doing up so late. My thoughts are running fast, safe inside the comfort of my bed. No one has to know what's in my head, but if you were to ask, I'd say you clear as day, darling, you whispering my name in the middle of the night. You're on my mind, you're keeping me awake. Inhale, breathing in the air that you breathe, standing in close proximity. Time has stopped with you asleep, backward and forward I'll dream. No one has to know what they are but me. But if you want the truth, I'd say you clear as day, darling, you whispering my name in the middle of the night. You're on my mind, you're keeping me awake. Awake. It's 3 a.m. and I'm wide awake.
All right. There is a potentially award-winning song by Sammy Joe and called Awake. And we got enough time for one more song. Sammy, why don't you let us know what it's about?
Sure. Okay. So this one is probably the first one I wrote when I got back to Nashville. Or at least one of the first ones. And it was because I have some coworkers that write songs too. And we kind of came up with this idea to pick a topic and we'd all write a song about it. So, and then we'd see who had the best song at the end of the week. And
yeah. How'd you fare?
Well,
it doesn't matter.
They didn't actually finish theirs. But anyway, the topic was Cinco de Mayo. So I wrote this song called Cinco de Mayo.
Okay, here we go.
Caught my eye, but it's
Okay, and that's it for this hour. I want to thank you for tuning in. Sammy Joe, I want to thank you for coming in. You have a safe journey back to Nashville, and we look forward to hearing what you got coming out here. And it's time to say goodbye.
Thank you, Shane. It was so much fun. I love being a part of the show.
Oh, and thanks you, and thanks for bringing your mom in. And we'll be back next week bringing you more local music on KKRN Community Radio. Have a safe weekend. G's a Rock coming up next on KKRN Community Radio, followed by Juke in the Back and the Grateful Dead Hour.